This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1563. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 4th, Alaska, Angola, Antarctica, Australia, Bangladesh, Belarus, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Ecuador, Gabon, Greece, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Kashmir, Korea North, Libya, Malaysia, Netherlands, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Portugal, Russia, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Sweden, Ukraine, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, KNLS Alaska is currently operating on only one transmitter. According to their website, English is at 10 to 11 and 12 to 13 UT on 11870 and 15 to 16 on 9920. Presumably subject to change if and when the second transmitter becomes operational. You may recall that for most of last year, they were also operating on only one of their two transmitters. Also in the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says Radio Nacional de Angola, external service, confirmed on 7217 variable using a global tuner in South Africa, now with good audio but still off channel. It was heard April 9th at 1955, starting French and English at 2100. ID is Angolan National Radio International Channel. The schedule is at 20 in French and 21 in English, but after 22 it carries the domestic service in Portuguese, but not parallel to 4950 or medium wave 1088. In Italy, Giampiero Bernardini also heard 7216.76. May 2nd at 21:35, presumed Radio Nacional de Angola. It was weak with music and best on upper sideband to avoid interference from 7215. In the PlayDX, Acker Peterson in Denmark reports hearing the other frequency, also off-channel, 4949.76, April 29th at 22:55 to 23:05 in Portuguese with a heterodyne. From New Zealand, Brian Clark says, LRA 36, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, almost certainly the source of non-stop Latin music on 15476, heard on two consecutive Tuesdays, that is, UT Tuesdays, 19 April from 1908 till closing abruptly at 2050, and 26 April 1936 until off at 2004. Trouble is, the Antarctic station is supposedly not scheduled at that hour, although it's previously been on a couple of years ago at around that time. I checked for it the following Tuesday, May 3rd, and cannot hear it around 2000. But on that date, they were missing from their usual broadcast around 1300 UT. So bears further checking. Most of the rest of the time, we do hear at least a trace of their signal in Spanish with music on 15476, supposedly scheduled from 1230 until 1500 Monday through Friday. Roberto Scaglioni in Sicily, through a contact in Argentina, confirms that their 5-kilowatt transmitter is running only 2 kilowatts since the generator does not have enough power, their email still not working, and the phone number is working only from Argentina. In Australian DX News, John O'Wright has an update on Radio Simban, 2368.5. They say the power of the transmitter is around 400 watts. They've had reports from overseas, but are trying to refine reception within Australia. They are on the air only from 06 to 12 UT because of the power costs. The transmitter starts automatically each day. They want reception reports from within Australia. It's SYMBAN at radiosimban.com.au. Nevertheless, Ed Vladarsky in New Jersey seems to hear them at least once a week, reporting to the NASA flash sheet, April 30th at 0945 to 955 in Greek, talking to someone on the phone, and an ID at 0949. A fair signal, he says. Ron Howard in California reports on pulling Bangladesh Betar through the interference from Indonesia and even China on 4750. Monday, May 2nd at 12:31, it was mixing with RRI, which was reciting from the Quran. At 12:35, an ID and news in English. It went past 12:44. This timing for news in English may be on Mondays only. From Belarus, you won't find any frequency above the 7 MHz band in the handbook, but for the A11 season, they're using 11930. Reported by Rich DiAngelo, Pennsylvania, in the NASFA flash sheet, April 28th at 0402 to 433, with news items and ID in the Belarusian language. It was poor but in the clear. It's their only frequency currently above the 6 and 7 MHz band, so quite helpful for us in the summer season. It's listed in HFCC as 250 kilowatts at 75 degrees between 04 and 07 UT. They have a motley group of transmitters, some of them only 5 kilowatts or 75 kilowatts, believed to be a combination of 15 former 5 kilowatt jammers. The WRTH website has now put up the May update for the national section, and the international extensive update should be following shortly. Radio Cultura Philadelphia, Foz de Iguaçu, Brazil, it says, is back in operation on 6105. CFRX 6070 Toronto was missing since May 1st. No sign of it here, nor heard by Cheryl Peskowitz in Wisconsin, Robert LaFour in Georgia, or Dan Ferguson in South Carolina. But it was back on the air after 22 UT May 4th, say Julian Smith in Ontario, Leonard J. Rooney in Pennsylvania, and Noble West in Tennessee. However, there may be a new Canadian pirate on 6668. Fibber reported from Salem, Oregon. The station sounding like KISM on lower sideband, April 25th, 0330 to 0400 UT. Sideband quality audio, a weak signal, but listenable, he says, they're apparently in Bellingham, Washington. Same frequency reported by Walt Samaniv in Victoria, B.C., on the same occasion, 6668.06, with nonstop jazz music. 3 days later, early UT April 28th, Don Moment in Alberta was monitoring the same frequency on lower sideband, a good signal, at midnight 33. Many IDs for KISM and Classic 92.9. However, he says the signal seemed to be present at decent levels all evening, and he was hearing the same kind of hard-to-tune-in music on 666825 in upper sideband at 1554 UT and not parallel to the KISM webcast. He says the clip, mostly an open mic with a male voice swearing and cursing about being fired, with long periods of silence between the music. Occasional swearing over the music around about it not being McDonald's, but now rather McDougal's. Strange stuff. He described an encounter with the RCMP and mentioned Chilliwack, B.C. Ralph Perry in Illinois has been tracking an NID on 6035.02, a Latin American station. I pointed out that the only one known to be active there is La Voz del Guaviare, Colombia, but he wanted to be sure to identify it. He's been hearing it after 1000 UT with a rosary each morning by a priest and a congregation. That's earlier than the known schedule for it. So he emailed La Voz del Guaviare and got a reply from an announcer there who confirmed that from 5 to 5:30 a.m. local time, they are transmitting the rosary. She says our signal is weak due to equipment failure, but we are already improving it. Don't you believe the redesigned Radio of Anacuba website? Now it's PHP. But garbage in, garbage out, the complete frequency schedule presented in Spanish introduced some new errors in the transition, such as the wrong frequency 11560 to Europe instead of 17560, and a couple wrong times for English. A bombshell from Ecuador, non. Alokesh Gupta reports that at the end of the April 30th DX party line, Alan Graham announced the program will be discontinued after it celebrates its 50th anniversary at the end of May. That's the show he inherited from Clayton Howard and several other successors. Until then, it can be heard on HCJB Australia, but never Ecuador, IPAR, WWCR, and 13 times a week on WRMI. Gabon-based Pan-African Radio, Africa Number 1, loses its signal, read the startling headline originating with the PANA News Agency, April 29th, and also published in a website called Afrique Jet. Passed on to us by Kevin Redding, ABDX, and also carried in the Media Network blog. The trouble is, if anyone bothered to turn on a radio as we did, they would still hear Africa Number 1 on 9580. It seems the headline about losing its signal had something to do with not paying its bills for satellite connections. Some of the programming originates in France, and the article confirms that Libya, a few years ago, became majority shareholder in Africa Number 1 with 52% of the capital, and it's because of Libyan involvement that the bills have not been paid. Yet they are still heard on 9580, apparently running hardly anything but music rather than their usual programming. We hear at best around 05 to 06 UT. Also reported then by Bruce Jensen in California, and at other times by Jean-Michel Aubier in France, Jari Savolainen in Finland, around 1730 UT. And also heard by Bill Flynn in Pennsylvania until 0600. Zacharias Liangas in Greece had them at 2124, but they were in a loop repeating continuously every 10 seconds. Perhaps their CD player was stuck. Around 0600, I noticed the audio was dropping out. And so did Stephen Handler in Illinois when he was listening April 29th until sign-off at 2301. Jean-Michel Aubier in France says, I think Africa Number 1 never left the shortwave band. However, I was listening to their Paris transmitter via the web. They said that only pre-recorded programs could be heard in Africa. We've been trying to figure out the correct schedule of the Radiophilia domestic service relay via the Voice of Greece, which carries foreign languages other than Greek. I was hearing what I believe was Albanian around 0545 UT, May 3rd on 11645. Now that's confirmed by John Babas, who has compiled the full schedule showing Monday through Friday all the way from 05 to 06. It is Albanian. There isn't much English left, except Saturdays at 5:15 to 5:30, and Sundays at 0530 to 0600, relaying BBC from the satellite, at least on Sundays. There's another Radiophilia block on 11645 between 08 and 10 UT in a variety of other languages or for other ethnic groups. For example, on Saturdays from 8 to 9, it's for Bangladesh on alternate weeks, and at 9 to 10 for Filipinos. The Voice of Indonesia has been inserting canned English IDs during its other language broadcasts, so I wasn't too surprised when I heard English before 1300 on May 1st, just below 9526 at 1251, except this sounded like a live announcement rather than a canned promotion, and they were still going in English after 1300. But I'm having trouble hearing it. It used to be a loud and clear signal, but lately it's been barely audible. Fortunately, Ron Howard in California has no problem hearing it. And he says there's been a major change in the Voice of Indonesia's broadcasts. On Tuesdays, the exotic Indonesia excursion is no longer from RRI Banjarmasin, but from RRI Denpasar in Bali. Frequent IDs for 100.9 Paradise FM, not only at 13, but during the 1000 UT English broadcast. He kept listening and found that VOI stayed in English during the following hours after 11 and 12 UT, and according to Atsunori Ishida's website about Indonesian broadcasting, as of May 3rd, they were completely in English, all the way from sign-on at 0948 to sign-off at 1503. The first 3 hours were all different segments, so the last 2 hours are probably a repeat of the first 2 hours. Via Internet, FM, AM, satellite, and shortwave, this is World of Radio number 1563. Last week's program was not to be heard on WWRB because of storms disrupting their internet connection, it seems. We hope we're back this week, UT Fridays at 0330 on 2390 and 5050. Many thanks to everyone who's replied to my survey request last week, which I'll repeat one more time for those who have not yet answered. I need to know which station you listen to for World of Radio, especially if you're a regular listener, or if you download our program from the Internet. Please put survey in the subject field and write to WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Consult our website for much more info, worldofradio.org. If you're listening to us on WRN via satellite, you already know that SiriusXM has changed the channel numbers. We're now on channel 120 for both services, Saturdays and Sundays at 1730 UT and Sundays at 0830. The WRTH update says that Azad Kashmir Radio is operating via a new 100-kilowatt transmitter in Islamabad, Pakistan, on 3975. At midnight 45 to 0425, 09 to 1215, and 1330 to 1815. The 10-kilowatt transmitter in Rawalpindi on 4790 has been closed. Ron Howard in California reports April 28th that Shiokaze or Sea Breeze via Yamato, Japan, for North Korea, already switched frequency. After only about 32 days on 6020, they're now on 6135 for the broadcast at 1330 to 1430. Good news is it helps to clear up Radio Australia for its final half hour on 6020. Mike Terry points out an interesting article in The Guardian UK of April 29th. Radio Free Libya shakes up Gaddafi regime from Misrata. Do they ever mention the frequency? Of course not. But we know it's 1449. The WRTH update says about the medium wave situation in Libya, 675, 1125, and 1449 kilohertz are controlled by the Libyan opposition and identify as radio or voice of Free Libya, all with different programming. 1449 kilohertz is in Misrata, not Al-Asa, as previously listed. 711 is in Al-Asa and transmits irregularly Voice of Africa and other programming in parallel with 1251. That is the Gaddafi stations. It's running low power on 1251, however. 972 and 1053 are on the air, both with their own programming. All other medium wave transmitters are off the air. Benghazi 675 also has a website, voicefreelibya.blogspot.com. And Chris Greenway in the UK says a live internet stream of Voice of Free Libya in Misrata is at www.ustream.tv/channel/Misrata. It's parallel to 1449. I listened to it for almost an hour on May 4th, and they spent a lot of time with the Quran, but several clear and definite IDs. More on that new frequency from Malaysia we mentioned last week, 6100. It's at the Kajang site near Kuala Lumpur. Ron Howard says they changed the relay programming. It had been YFM, but on April 28th at 11:53, they were reciting the Quran from Sarawak FM, parallel to 5030 and 9835, but not parallel to 11665 or 7270.49, which were carrying YFM. And we have several other reports of 6100, Bruce Portzer in Washington, April 25th at 1100, but he was hearing YFM IDs. Also, John Wilkins in Colorado, April 26th at 1300 with YFM, and April 27th also at 1300. Brian Clark in New Zealand was hearing Sarawak FM, however, on April 26th at 1927, also IDing as Radio Malaysia Sarawak. thanks to a tip from Harold Froge in Michigan on April 26th. We are hearing Radio Netherlands in English at 22 UT on 9500 via Rwanda. Trouble is, the transmission is supposed to be in Dutch. They must be plugging into the wrong satellite channel, but we're not complaining. Don't tell anyone. We need to keep all the English we can from Radio Netherlands before it self-destructs. They haven't had any intentional English on shortwave for years after 2200. Last week, we reported that Pakistan was testing a new frequency for the Urdu broadcast at 17 to 19 to Europe, 15265, because there was interference on the old frequency, 9350. Reports in BCDX Top News follow up on this. It seems they've decided to stay on the new frequency, 15265. It was on the air as early as 1638, but it's for the 17 broadcast, not 1600, as had been listed previously. Furthermore, they've now inserted an English newscast for 10 minutes at 1700 UT. That used to be at 1600, according to reports from Wolfgang Büschel and Noel Green. The engineer at Radio Fly, Papua New Guinea, Roseanne Kulupi, has been in contact with Bruce Portzer and Ron Howard. She wrote to Bruce on May 3rd, replying to his reception report. QSL cards have been designed and are being printed. 3915 has been out for a while due to a faulty transmitter. It's been serviced and on its way back to the site, so we're hoping to get it back on the air in the next week or two. And Ron Howard reports on what she told him. On April 29th, she drove from Tabubil, the headquarters of Octeni Mining Limited, down to the shortwave transmitter site at Kiunga. She traveled via the all-weather Kiunga-Tabubil Highway, maintained by the mining company. It's about 85 miles long, parallel to the Octeni River. It took 3.5 hours. While at Kiunga, she installed an uninterruptible power system for the shortwave equipment. More discussion and lamentations about Portugal suspending its shortwave service. Publico is quoted in the Media Network blog on May 4th, this time in English. RDP plans a temporary suspension of shortwave. The Communications Authority sees no problem in doing that. The decision has already received the green light from Minister of Parliamentary Affairs, Georges Lacan. According to a source at RTP, the request for temporary suspension was based on the dwindling number of listeners, the increased costs in recent years, and the growth of investment needs. RDP International can be alternatively provided via satellite, cable, and internet with lower costs and higher quality, serving the vast majority of listeners, he says, to RDP International. However, RDP's listener ombudsman, Mario Figueiredo, said he was totally opposed to the temporary suspension of shortwave broadcasts. In OpenDX via RustyX, Mikhail Timofeyev of the St. Petersburg transmitter site says in connection with two anniversaries, 10 and 80 years of TV and radio broadcasting in Russia, will release a new commemorative QSL card and pennant. In fact, they've been holding reports until it's ready so they can use the new card. Furthermore, they hope to organize a special shortwave broadcast up to a 24-hour marathon of local radio stations in St. Petersburg. If you'd like to hear SLBC Sri Lanka rather than just some foreign station's relays via that country, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania has been getting it on 11905, April 29th and 30th. They signed on at midnight 22, and the next day at midnight 20 UT, abruptly with local music, talk in Hindi at midnight 25 after a national anthem, then religious recitations, time pips on the half hour for us, followed by local instrumental music. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria has heard Tony Alamo on another SLBC transmission at 0400 on 15745. They closed down at 0502. Tony Alamo, the notorious criminal evangelist convicted and serving time in Terre Haute. Australian DX News editor Craig Seeger says no doubt SLBC carries this sort of tosh in order to help supplement their meager budget. Google this guy and you'll see why it is ill-advised. We continue to hear the continuous tone jamming on 13620 against Radio Dabanga to Sudan via Madagascar at 0430 to 0527. Bill Bingham in South Africa has been checking their evening broadcast and has also been hearing the tone on 11500 at 1600 to 1720. And also on 13730 via Germany. At first it sounded like a movie-style nuclear reactor alarm about to blow up, but by 1650 it had become a continuous tone. Radio Nord in Sweden plans another revival broadcast, May 27th to 29th for Europe, but Ronnie Forslund tells us he also wants to run a shortwave test to North America, starting around midnight UT. And he asks for suggestions about usable frequencies on 31 or 41 meters, which have to be approved first by the Telecommunications Authority. Write him at R-O-N-N-Y at ronniebgoode.se. In Deneb Radio DX via Rus DX, May 1st, Alexander Yegorov in Kiev, formerly of Radio Ukraine International, says via a somewhat halting computer translation, ended the era of World Service Radio Ukraine. As the saying goes, all the steam, the whistle had gone. Soon, Ukrainian edition VSRU cease existence, and not only on the air, where not so long ago worked 24/7. Foreign language version of RUI will continue to work at least internet and on satellite. We're glad to report that the Radio Sawa broadcast via Greenville on 15480, too close to Antarctica, was canceled after April 29th. The schedule seems to change at least once a week. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has the latest as of May 1st via Lampertheim, Germany, Kuwait, or Botswana. 08 to 11, 17880, 8 to 13, 15780, 11 to 13, 17840, 13 to 1430, 13690, 13 to 15, 17530, 1430 to 16, 17785, and 15 to 16, 17540. That's Radio Sawa in Arabic from the U.S., probably temporarily on shortwave thanks to Libya. That master mathematician and prophet, Harold Camping, has refined his rapture countdown. It will start at 6 p.m. local time around the world on May 21st, which means Tonga will be first at 0500 UT. And within 24 hours, family radio should have self-destructed, or at least Harold Camping. His empty suit will collapse on the ground as he vanishes, perhaps to hide out for the duration somewhere. How about Abbottabad? WTWW has started testing its second transmitter, 12100, heard May 4th on the 40-degree antenna from 1915 past 2030. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued May 3rd, ANKNSEs 5 and 2 except for peaks, to 15 and 3 May 9th and 10th and May 17th, and 22 and 5 on May 27th. Solar flux not varying much, peaking from 110 to 115 May 11th through 21st. Concluding, World of Radio 1563, wishing you the best of DX and 73, I'm Glenn Hauser.